Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. You may have heard that there was a march in March taking place in Durban today. This is various peoples who got together on social media. It was organized by a person called Jacinta Ngobese Zuma, who is actually a radio personality. You may or may not know her, but this time she organized a march for a very interesting reason. She's on the line with us, Jacinta. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Welcome, and thank you so much for this amazing invite, me on Kaya. Wow.
Let's talk about the genesis of the idea of pulling together people on social media to put together this march.
So I think before anything, before we're radio presenters, before we're anything, we are human beings and we are South Africans. So anything that happens in the country will always take precedence in the sense that it affects our lives and it affects our future. So as someone who is on social media, I always try and use my social media for awareness, for doing things that are community-based. And for these recent weeks and months, actually, I've been getting a lot of concerns from people in terms of issues that they're having with IDs and things that they're having in terms of crimes, and people who are accused of that have been people who are illegal immigrants. So we decided to take it upon ourselves to not just talk about the problem and try and see if we can come up with a solution. So that's why the march happened, because a couple of people on social media had been seeing an increase in the number of people who have problems when it comes to illegal immigrants and the things that they do.
And how did these issues present themselves? So broadly speaking, you're saying people having problems with illegal immigrants, but what specifically were people talking to?
They're talking to, like I mentioned, stolen identities. I don't know how many times I've had to deal with children who are trying to write a trick, but their identities belong to someone else, or they have a duplicate of someone else who used to be someone else. And then there's also now children that are being put under women. So you're a person, and then you find out that you have a child that you never knew you had, and that child needed a document to go to school. So it starts affecting your own children. I recently had an interview with a mother whose 6-year-old child was raped at a school here in Durban, one of those schools and buildings. And the owners of the schools were all Ghanaians who'd come to the country and started a school with no proper documentation. There's a lot of people complaining about the fact that at work, I've got quite a number of cases from people at work who had been unfairly dismissed, and their so-called superiors are undocumented citizens who actually are given positions at work to oversee, but they don't get paid the normal way like they do. They probably get cash, or I don't know which other way they used to pay them. But these are honest complaints that we've been receiving. Also, the drug problem has been huge. A lot of people have been coming to us complaining about the scourge of people coming in who are foreigners into their neighborhoods and supplying the young people with drugs. So, and there's also the issue of the healthcare system, where South Africans have been telling me they don't get space in hospitals because they will tell them that the beds are full when they get there. It's people who are undocumented, and the nurses feel that they're also overburdened, but they can't say anything because it's the government that forces them to make sure that these people have access to even education, where the children don't have documents, but they still have access to school. So it's getting out of hand. I mean, I even got a call from one of the homes here in Durban, because they were saying that they are now also overwhelmed with the number of children that are being dropped off at their homes with no documents because their parents are not from South Africa, but they still have to take care of these kids because it's something that they claim is a law. So it's becoming too much of a burden for South Africans to keep up with everything that illegal immigrants are doing. And we think it's time our government takes a stand.
And so what is the memorandum that you were handing over asking in particular? Because I believe you went to various departments, not just one.
Yes. Yes, so our memorandum was pretty clear that it starts with the borders, because any country has borders. Even in Africa, we've got a lot of people believing that we should be united. But even in being united, we still are not expecting other countries to not have their borders, to not have their laws. So it starts with the borders, making sure that they're safe and secure and there's not people just walking in and out and as and when they please. And then it moves to people who are already in the country, who are hijacking buildings, who are committing crimes, who have been doing all kinds of illegal activities, who are here in the country illegally, because we do believe those people are to be termed criminals, because that's exactly what they are. They need to be deported. And mass deportation needs to happen as soon as yesterday, even if it starts happening every single day, if it's the prerogative of the country, because we also cannot afford to maintain all these people in terms of the economy, and we find our health system and everything else being burdened. Also, we do want South Africans and people who work in departments to also be charged correctly when it comes to them selling fake documents or them selling fake marriages and all of those things, because they are equally responsible for making sure that the country is the way that it is. And we also want the economy and things like spaza shops and other types of businesses to prioritize South Africans, to be strictly for South Africans, so those are not jobs that are requiring of any need skill that would require us to look for people from outside to do them. There are locals who can do that, and there are locals who are qualified for that, and they need to be given that opportunity. But more than anything, our memorandum also has given our government 30 days to ensure that they enforce the law in the correct way, instead of saying that South Africa belongs to all who live in it, for example. The law also makes it very important to note that anyone who's here in the country illegally must be deported. You don't give that person free access to your education or free access to your services that are for South Africans. Earlier on, I was watching in the news that they also have an influx of a growing number of informal settlements that are growing. Of course, those are people who don't have places to stay, that are coming from all parts of the world and building these informal settlements. So it's creating a huge influx and problems all over. So there's a lot of problems that stem from illegal immigration. So we just need them to be tackled one by one.
All right. Thank you so much for making time for us. March organizer there, Jacinta Ngobese Zuma, who is a radio personality in KZN, organized this march. It started off as a conversation between herself and others who follow her on social media, and it culminated in a march today in KZN. So she said they've given the government 30 days to act on some of their demands. We'll obviously keep an eye on the story and give you an update.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.